This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's a movie opening tomorrow, opening wide, as they say in Hollywood, that's getting some buzz. Two overachieving friends graduating from high school lamenting the partying they missed on their way to getting good grades and deciding that they were going to change their own narrative. The narrative of the film, though, which is called Booksmart, by the way, we should get that in there, is that the friends are women, not, as is usually the case with this kind of movie, dudes. Katie Silberman is one of the women who wrote Booksmart. Katie, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you for coming into the studio. Tell me how you came to make this movie now. As I understand it, this script has been bouncing around Hollywood for a long time.
Yes, the script was originally written in 2009 by two very talented writers, Emily Halpern and Sarah Haskins. Yeah. And then a few years later in 2015, another really talented writer named Susanna Fogel came on and did a version of it, the same core idea, but kind of reimagined the story. And then I first heard about it in 2017. I heard that Annapurna and a production company called Gloria Sanchez, which is run by Jessica Elbaum and Will Ferrell and Adam McKay, were taking their attempt at cracking this story, and they had Olivia Wilde attached to direct.
Aha.
And that is the dream team. I was so excited about the potential to get to work with those people.
Olivia Wilde's first director job, right?
Yes. She's directed some music videos and a short film, but her first feature debut, which stunned everybody. Everyone on set assumed it had been her 101st movie
because
she took to it so naturally.
That's cool. An actress by training, right? Used to be on the medical show.
House.
House. Thank you.
For those
who don't know her. Okay. So, am I wrong if I describe this movie as a buddy film?
No, that's exactly how we described it when we developed it.
Right.
We wanted to make a real female buddy comedy because we didn't think that we had seen enough stories where two women, two smart women, but very different women were able to center that story together.
And also a little bit of a coming of age tale, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, high school seniors.
Yes. And I think there's something really significant about, especially for women, if you have a best friend in high school, we talked a lot about how it's your first soulmate. It's the first really intense relationship you have. And when you leave high school, when you're jumping out of that nest, that relationship kind of, for all intents and purposes, ends. It has to change so significantly. And there are so many movies and love songs about the end of romantic relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't think there had been a funny story about that looked at the seriousness, though, of what it's like when that first friend friendship has to shift and change.
Women stars on a woman topic oriented, right? Female buddies, written mostly by women, a couple of male producers, but whatever. directed by a woman.
Yeah.
Interesting moment for this to be happening. Do you think this film could have happened, you know, 15, 20 years
ago? We've been talking about it a lot, how in many ways it feels like society had to catch up to this
mm-hmm.
idea. And I don't think it's a coincidence. You know, Megan Ellison started a company that was...
Annapurna Pictures.
And a huge purpose of it was to go out and find female creators and female directors and female talent. Gloria Sanchez is the same way. Their motto, their slogan is that they were trying to tell these female comedic stories.
So as you now sort of take this movie out on the road and do the interviews and stuff, people are going to ask you about the idea of being a woman screenwriter on a sort of woman-produced film starring women about a woman's story. Do you get sick and tired of that?
You know, I don't get tired at all of talking about the women who made the movie because they're all so talented and extraordinary. I could do that for hours. It is interesting how often people want to frame stories like this as the female blank. You know, I understand because it's hard to reference other things. So many of these stories, the pinnacle ones that we look at, are about men, but we're trying really hard to frame it in a way where it's just a wonderful story that happened to center on women. And men love it as much as women. I have three brothers and they're always my ideal audience. So I'm thinking about them on everything I work on. And they love the movie, too. I think that's really exciting.
This was a good movie. I'll tell you, it's a handful. There are some moments you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You got to go in prepared.
Right, exactly.
You're going to have a good time.
Exactly. Let me go a little sideways here and talk about being a writer in Hollywood right now, male or female. It's a little tense. There's the whole agent disagreement thing going on.
Yeah.
There is, it's challenging now because of peak television. Talk to me about that a minute.
You know, it's a wonderful time to be a writer in that there are so many arenas and different places to tell stories. And you see both in terms of peak television and the kind of movies that are being made and between streaming services and different kinds of shows. It's wonderful to see so many new creators being able to put their work out into the world. I think that it's also exciting how people are recognizing writers in this process, which I think hasn't always been the case. I think television is a huge part of that, obviously, because the writers shepherd the show from beginning to end. But when I was younger and I wanted to be a writer, it was hard to find out who had written some of my favorite movies.
Katie Silberman, it's a film called Booksmart. It's a good one, actually. Check it out. No, I look, as I said, I liked it. It's a little sometimes, but I liked it.
It's a good time. Bring your best friend. Bring your ride or die.
You will laugh.
You're going to have fun.
For sure. Katie, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for having me.